This morning, we were just north of the Lincoln Memorial, near the reflecting pool that extends east toward the Washington Monument. There, two shiny black granite walls meet at an obtuse angle set into a wedge of earth carved out of the National Mall. This is the Vietnam Veterans Memorial, a work of simplicity, a wall of names. It says no more, no less, than that they died in the Vietnam War and the year when they died. Today, six more names were added, raising the total number of killed or missing in action to 58,235.
Donald S. Carson, Frank L. Huddleston, Kevin John Joyce, William J. Scannell, J. Mark Rogers, and Dwayne U. McGriff.
24-year-old Brian Joyce of Watertown, Massachusetts, read aloud his father's name and those of the five others who have only now been officially added. Today, as on most recent Memorial Days, the wall attracted and moved Americans from all over the country.
Michael DiPaolo, I'm from Berkeley, Massachusetts. I am the National Service Officer for Rolling Thunder. It in a very poignant, in a very solemn way, reminds me and I think every one of my brothers and sisters who served of a lot of mistakes that were made, and unfortunately a lot of them were made for political reasons and not for what we call the good and right reasons.
My name's Marie Cullen from Columbia County in New York State, and my son's name is William A. Brown, and he was killed hand grenade in Vietnam. It makes me very emotional, but yet it makes me feel so close. It gives me a real close feeling.
My name's Steve Steiner, and I'm from Largo, Florida. I didn't actually ever know anybody that went to the war, but I don't think words really describe it, but it's something that everybody should see.
For Jan Scruggs, a Vietnam veteran whose activism contributed to getting the memorial built, the wall needs some documentary accompaniment, an educational center. He spent the past 3 years trying to get Congress to build an 8,000-square-foot facility, which would be underground.
You would walk down into a basement area, and to your left and right you would see photographs of young people, photographs taken maybe just a few days before they gave their lives in Vietnam. There would be a great tapestry, a great story told of individual sacrifice, and you would see a map of Vietnam and where it is in Asia. We did some research and found that only 30% of American students knew what continent Vietnam was on. 3% thought it was in North America. So there'll be a little geography lesson, and the impact of this will be to engage young people. They're going to be very interested when they go to the wall, and when they go back home, they're going to want to open up a history book.
Well, let's talk about some of the arguments that have been raised against and hear how you rebut them. First, it is said that a visitor center would disturb the appearance of the area surrounding the Vietnam Memorial, so you've actually come with 8x11 photographs of structures that already do exist around the memorial and that are there by grace of the Parks Department. Perhaps you could describe these to us.
Well, the most striking structure is on the grounds of the Lincoln Memorial. It is a corrugated aluminum structure, basically about four house trailers, almost together with duct tape, selling refreshments and serving as offices. It is approximately almost five times larger than the visitor center that we intend to build. The standards of architectural excellence are very high for our organization. The standards of architectural excellence on the mall for the structures that are there are absolutely astoundingly bad.
Here's another problem with the idea of an educational center, and that is that it requires text, it requires a narrative, it requires a description of what the experience of Vietnam was all about. The wall, as it is, eloquently sidesteps all that and simply memorializes those who fell in battle. But an educational center now raises new questions. What's going to be the line on Vietnam? What's the spin going to be? Who's going to tell the story of Vietnam?
Well, that's a very profound question, and what we will do and are doing now are getting some of the best minds that we can find journalists like Don Oberdorfer, Stanley Karnow, former commander of the Navy SEALs, George Worthington, General Barry McCaffrey, and a group of people with great academic credentials and military credentials to help us tell the story. Most of the visitor center will actually focus on the memorial and the photographs of those who are upon it and the personal side of it. But by and large, we've found the best way to tell history is without commentary, usually just a timeline showing what event occurred when. We have found that to be the least offensive.
Over the years of the Vietnam Memorial's life out there in the mall, have you noticed a change in the way that visitors react to it and the nature of the people who are coming, or is it essentially the same scene today as it was when it opened?
It's, you know, Congressman Richard Pombo is actually the guy who's going to get this bill through Congress, and he sort of pointed out, look, this memorial is older than more than half of the people who are visiting it. So the Vietnam War goes farther back in time. The emotion of the memorial is still poignant. Yet for those who have no understanding of that military conflict, it's not the experience they need. They need to be educated, and that's exactly what we are going to do.
Well, Jan Scruggs, thank you very much for talking with us today.
My pleasure.
Jan Scruggs, the founder and president of the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Fund. This morning, we asked some visitors whether they thought the memorial needed the kind of educational center that Jan Scruggs says it needs. Artie Muller is national president of Rolling Thunder, a parade of motorcycles honoring prisoners of war and those missing in action. He doesn't oppose it.
I don't think most of us have a problem with the education center. It's just that we don't want any items for sale in there. If it's going to be an education center, we want a guarantee that it's not going to be any items for sale in it.
My name is Rodney Brown. I'm from Jackson, Mississippi. As I was walking, I was looking at all the kids that were going by, and most of them probably the next 5-10 years won't even know about it. So I think it's a good thing to have an educational center.
I don't know. I don't think it really needs it. Yeah, it really, like, it really speaks for itself, and you just understand what, you know, what they're talking about without reading anything about the war.
Teenager Amy Mullen of Chicago commenting on a possible educational center at the Vietnam Veterans Memorial on the National Mall.